Right.
House Bill 1101, an act to clarify the discretion of the court to impose sentences concurrently or consecutively.
House Bill 1101, having had its second reading, so for final consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Adelstein.
You'd think in 3 weeks we'd get it right. Members of the House, Mr. Speaker, this bill is offered to remedy a very tragic situation that occurred in Pennington County. What this actually does is give the judge the power to set sentences consecutively or concurrently, depending on the circumstances, without any consideration as to when the offense took place or necessarily where it took place. What gave rise to this particular bill was a particularly heinous rape in Rapid City, South Dakota, that also the same person had also been arrested and was convicted in Colorado and sentenced in Colorado. Because of the timing of the incident, one prior and one later, it turned out that the judge had no choice but to sentence this man who should be in jail the rest of his life for a terrible rape. Had no choice but to have the two sentences run concurrently. So we're asking that you vote for this bill, give the judges the power to put away people that should really be put away.
Further remarks on House Bill 1101? Seeing none, the question for the House sends a final passage to House Bill 1101. Those in favor vote aye, opposed nay. Clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote.
All members present have voted.
Clerk, will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 70.
House Bill 1101, having received majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct.